Thanks for being with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're going to turn our attention to Pilates. You know, Pilates is a lot of interest in it. It's growing, as a matter of fact. Way to keep your mind and your body fit. And I know that some physical therapists are prescribing Pilates, including our own physical therapists that are on the show once a month. And we've got an expert to talk with you about Pilates. Caroline Holden is our guest for the rest of the show. Caroline's the founder and executive director of Purple Door Pilates in Madison, where she also teaches, and is going to tell us all about it. If you practice Pilates, maybe, I hope you'll join in. What do you like about it? What questions do you have about it? What are the changes, maybe if you're doing it, that you've noticed in your mind and your body? Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you can send us an email to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Caroline Holden, welcome.
Thank you, Larry.
It's great to have you with us. First, tell us about Purple Door Pilates in Madison.
Well, we are a new studio in town. I closed a location on the west side right at about mid-pandemic and decided to open on my favorite street in all of Madison, on the 800 block of East Johnson, right where Bernie's Rock Shop is.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get started, I wanted to tell you how sorry I was to hear about Limey.
You're not the only one. I've gotten some nice comments from people.
Yeah.
Limey, my lime tree, succumbed. For those who who maybe don't listen to Garden Talk on Fridays. And I've been mourning Limey ever since, but I'm going to have a new Limey too.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear. That's why I brought it up. So we are, we celebrated our first year anniversary in September, and it's been going wonderfully. We are, for lack of a better way to describe it, considered a classical studio, but we can get more into that. And we hold private, duet, and small group classes throughout the day, Monday through Saturday.
So, you know, I'm sure there's somebody listening who's thinking, well, what the heck is Pilates? So maybe that's a good way to get going here.
Yes. I want to make T-shirts that say, try Pilates, it's weird. it's hard to describe. You could do Pilates as simply as taking out a mat and going through a set of 36 exercises on a kind of a double-sided yoga mat or a double-padded yoga mat. There are upwards of 12 inventions, apparatuses that we use for the workout. The more well-known would be the reformer. And that is, so some people ask me if I do reformer Pilates, and that's a new term that has been brought out by franchises. So not to go too far too soon, Pilates is a form of exercise done on pieces of equipment that either work with or against the natural forces of your body, gravity, torque, whatever the teacher or the exercise itself calls for. So it could be work to support the body, and we use that when we are helping somebody rehabilitate or somebody that might be, currently pregnant or in need of extra support in one area, or it could be work. It could be used in the opposite direction, adding more challenge to an exercise.
So it's, and where does the mind come into it?
So the body and mind, that is such a great question. I think of it like meditation for people with attention deficit disorder, because the tasks that are asked of you are complicated. I liken it to tapping your head and rubbing your belly. So we are retraining the body to move from its core musculature instead of the bigger global muscles like the bicep or the thigh. We want to use muscles deeper into the joint or muscles closer to the diaphragm or breathing apparatus of the body. And so to help you do that, we have to kind of trip up the system a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we ask people to do things that are a little humbling and frustrating at times. But a good teacher just makes it fun, challenging, interesting. The breath that comes into it also helps to challenge, to soothe, to help the concentration. It definitely helps you feel better. It is just the best part about it is that you spend a good time of the class lying down, and you don't have to sweat too much, and you'll see results. I mean, sometimes it doesn't seem possible that it's possible, but he was very ahead of his time. For example,
Pilates, you're talking.
Joe, definitely. I think we'll continue to see this, but he believed that you didn't need to do multiple repetitions of exercises to gain strength. We used to believe in the breakdown to build up model of musculature, that the muscles had to rip and repair to gain strength. And that's not necessarily the case.
So what it's not is probably not going to make me a bodybuilder build.
It can. So here's what's so interesting. Joe was a boxer, and he was a bare knuckled, you know, he was in the boxing circus. He was a circus performer, gymnast, but also a boxer. And he, his passion was training boxers and not necessarily dancers. And it was, he happened to teach, once he moved to New York, he happened to teach Balanchine and Martha Graham and some of the great dancers of the era. But it was not his favorite to teach the women. And what has... I shouldn't say it that way, but that might be what I should just say the dancers. But he walked around in tiny little shorts, and this is the 50s into the, or the late 40s into the 60s. He walked around in tiny little shorts, and he smoked a cigar while he taught, and he drank beer. So a very different look than the wellness Pilates that you'll see on Instagram. But no, there are, LeBron James is actually very out about his Pilates practice. He's not a bodybuilder physique, but you wouldn't call him long and lithe. No. Maybe long.
Long you would, but not lithe for sure. Well, it also strikes me. All right, so you've kind of dispelled my comment there a little bit, but what about on the aerobic side of things? Is it really, I get up in the morning and I do 2-3 miles, you know, about 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. So if you are doing advanced Pilates, it is aerobic.
Okay.
It is done without, in our studio, we learn the transitions between exercises. However, that can take years to get to the point that you're able to get that full workout. If you're in a private session, you could ask to focus more on a cardiovascular workout that is not stopping to notice changes or speak or change springs, but to go straight through. I will say that I, due to running a small business, I was really not taking care of my cardiovascular health. And when I went to the gym on Science Drive with my mother, they take a health assessment, and my VO2 max looked like that of a person that did cardio regularly. And I can only guess it was Pilates, because it truly, I'm not the healthiest human on earth. I you know.
Well, you look pretty healthy.
Well, you get one life to live. I mean, I love cake. It's not. So.
Caroline Holden, our guest today. She's the founder and executive director of Purple Door Pilates in Madison, where she teaches along with others, I believe. And we'll learn some more about that as well. But we're going to go more a little more in depth on Pilates, and certainly want to hear from you if you have a question or comment or hopefully a Pilates experience to share. I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us, the email address, ideas@wpr.org. We are going to take a quick look at the news. We'll find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Network, and then we'll be back with Caroline Holden. I'm Larry Mailer. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mailer here. We're talking about Pilates today with our guest, Caroline Holden. Caroline's the founder and executive director of Purple Door Pilates in Madison, where she teaches. And as we talk with her, I hope you'll join in. Let us know how practicing Pilates has maybe changed your life, or maybe tell us about the daily movements you do to strengthen your body. Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us, the email address, ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. The one question you probably get all the time is has to do with yoga.
Yes, I hear, what is the difference between yoga and Pilates? And luckily, I'm certified to teach both. So I know the difference as well. I would say that asking someone this question would be like me asking Larry what the difference between his job and a car mechanic might be. I'd say we do better looking at the similarities. The similarities would be a focus on body, mind, and spirit, proper breathing techniques that can combat feelings of stress and anxiety, and focus on all over body agility or flexibility. And I think the similarities stop there. So one is, yeah, I mean, one is an ancient spiritual practice, you know, from India. The other started in Germany in the 1900s. So, but yeah, I guess that's all I have to say on that yet.
Listener called, couldn't stay with us, but wondering if someone with knee replacements can do Pilates.
Yes, that is where your research matters. So we at our studio and many other studios in town would easily accommodate someone with knee replacements. There are actual books on Pilates with knee and hip surgeries, replacements, repairs. And so there is a lot out there in terms of continuing education. Mm-hmm. If you have an instructor you'd like to work with who doesn't quite know how to work with them yet, I wouldn't go into a large group class. Mm-hmm. I would start with a private session. But I've worked with people that have gone back to almost total pre-surgery angling, strength. So it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
And, you know, this kind of brings up, I know you're a bit about your background. You have hundreds and hundreds of hours of training that you got. But I would think you'd want to pay a little attention to what a person's background is before you went to them for Pilates, because I'm pretty sure there are people out there who don't have much experience who are suddenly calling themselves Pilates teachers.
Yes. So Pilates is a generic term, and that only means it is not a product, a recognizable thing like Kodak or Kleenex. So that is that means you do have to do a little research. I would look for a teacher that's had a minimum of 750 hours of training with a school or teacher that you could easily Google mm-hmm. or look up. I taught Pilates before certifications were required for teaching. So it's been a really long time that I've been in this field. It's, as I like to say, it's all I've done with my life. research, you can never ask too many questions. The only question I would not ask is, do you offer a free session? I get this a lot. And the reason I'm asked this a lot is our dear Club Pilates, who I'm friends with so many people within the franchises here. I'm only mad I didn't come up with it myself. They offer a free introductory class, but within that introductory class, you are required to buy a pair of socks. So not all the customers are aware that this is happening. The socks are around $25 to $30. And also now everybody thinks Pilates must be done in sticky socks, and it was never done in sticky socks before. So the company was pretty genius. But no, if you don't ask your hair cutter for a free haircut, please do not ask your Pilates instructor for a free Pilates session.
Dave in Lake Villa, Illinois, has a comment for us, I believe. Dave, hi. Thank you for calling.
Yes, I was lucky enough to do Pilates for probably 40 years until the instructor passed away, and then I haven't gone back, but I'm 82 years old.
Wonderful.
I'm in great shape.
Hooray.
I can bend over and touch my toes. And I got a good blood pressure, good heart rate, and I think Pilates did that for me.
Hmm. Well, Dave, thanks for the comment.
Yes. We hear this all day long in our studio. I have clients, a dear client of mine is 86 and only getting better. I mean, the idea of the body breaking down, we're learning through breakthroughs in science that's untrue. When you and I were little, Larry, they said that we were born with a finite amount of brain cells, and our brain cells were all going to pop, and then we, I guess, die a whole lot stupider than we started. And similar to the body, we really can build, learn, grow, strengthen, stretch. I can't say get taller. Gravity is real, and we might still shorten, but we can work against that.
So the age range, now there's Dave is in his 80s, and mm-hmm. you say you work with somebody in their middle 80s at least. Mm-hmm. What's the range? I mean, do you have children involved in Pilates? I mean, is it that broad a range?
Yes. So studios don't offer classes specifically for children unless otherwise stated, only because of the spring-loaded apparatus. So it would kind of be like having a small child running through your gym. But there are Pilates classes for children. I taught a Pilates class at Camp Shalom one summer. You could look around. You could request, if you have a summer camp and you would like your children to try it, what you would be not surprised to see is that children do Pilates well, and it is really living in our seated, straightforward walking society that has our bodies begin to get a little achy and sore and inflexible. But yes, if there are, I was introduced to Pilates, I guess you could call me a child, at 15 at a school for dance. And it is recognized as helpful for children on the level of sports. But it would be really wonderful to see it in the schools as a type of body literacy. I tell my clients, it's almost like we're writing our own car manual. People will say, oh, I thought, you know, I never noticed my right knee. It catches a little this way when I turn in this direction. And, you know, it's just talk, but mm-hmm. they're noticing things to watch out for in themselves and how their body is built. And we're not learning to notice very often in life when it comes to our body. We are taught to ignore, especially in sports, right? The mm-hmm. no pain, no gain. The more you ignore, the farther you go. You can only address what you see. So similar to therapy, right? You would have to notice something to change it.
So let's talk about, I want to go into a little more detail on,
please.
Let's say I show up, I've never done Pilates. What are the exercises, or what are the machines and so forth? What would be kind of the steps of that?
Yes. I didn't enjoy my first time on the Pilates machines. It can seem overwhelming. We would have you fill out a health questionnaire, double checking that you've been approved for exercise by your doctor mm-hmm. or physical therapist, if you're seeing one or having had seen one. We would show you the equipment, and you'd be overwhelmed from there. So we'd go down a typical reformer. We'd say, this is the foot bar. This is the carriage. These are the shoulder pads. This is the headrest. Here are the springs. And then it goes on from there.
So the reformer, it sounds like a contortion machine. What does it look like?
People do say it looks like a modern day torture chamber. And Joe had a little bit of a sense of humor about that. He actually named two pieces of equipment, one the electric chair and one the guillotine. No, it's real. The reformer, which is patented as the universal Pilates reformer, looks like, well, my partner likes to call it a sled, mm-hmm. which I find cute. You're on a platform that moves back and forth and almost rocks you. You start mm-hmm. each workout, no matter how advanced you are, with something called footwork, where you move through different foot positions on the foot bar, pushing the carriage out with your body and its pressure into the carriage. Anytime mm-hmm. you move the carriage, you'd like to be doing that from the core, from the torso. Mm-hmm.
So you push on that with your feet. Are you pulling on something with your arms? Or
you can be. There are pulleys, so to speak, straps. Mm-hmm. We have loops for the feet and handles for the hands. And there are over 500 exercises, and all sorts of new ones being invented. So you are never bored. The number one compliment that I enjoy receiving is that hour went by very fast.
Yeah.
If there is an exercise you don't enjoy doing, it's almost over. We never do over 10 repetitions unless we are in the process of learning something new.
So there are, I'm trying to remember, there are lunges, there are other things that don't even involve machines.
Yes, so there is Pilates mat work. That all has strange names. The lunges are not part of original Pilates mat in terms of the word just lunge on its own. But there are things that involve a lunge. Rolling like a ball would be a famous Pilates mat exercise, the roll-up. A lot of the mat exercises are very unattainable for the average person, and the equipment is, or the apparatus, is there to teach the proper alignment and strengthening so that you can do the mat. I have a lot of people that come to me saying, I tried Pilates, it hurt my neck. And I say, was it mat Pilates? And the answer is always yes. So sometimes mat Pilates isn't the best way to try it first. I would definitely recommend getting on a piece of apparatus at least one time in this lifetime.
So this is not the kind of thing that most of us are going to have all this equipment in our homes.
No.
So a lot of this, so it's sounding to me like you're better off, or the only way really to learn it is probably to go to a place like yours that has the equipment, because I'm assuming too it can be expensive too.
Well, and that's another myth I would like to speak on. I know we might have limited time, so let's get back to the myth of the expense. But I don't want anyone to walk away thinking they have to come to my studio to do Pilates. There are wonderful resources online. The two that I recommend the most are Pilatesology.com. That's the word Pilates. And then OLOGY.com. That has mat and equipment and should cost around $20 a month. The other is Pilates Anytime. That is much more contemporary. You'll see all sorts of bells and whistles, maybe a little more similar. It'll have some of the classical, but it'll also have some things reminiscent to what you might see at Club Pilates. PilatesAnytime.com. And those, they have wonderful teachers. I would start with beginning workouts. Don't try. I've been doing this practicing since, for over 20 years, I've been doing this, and I rarely click on an advanced workout. It's important to have the fundamentals down.
Yeah, and so you're going to get that in a classroom setting. And sounded to me like if you're in some sort of physical, like the earlier person who mentioned both knees replaced, probably an individual kind of lesson is best for that person. But for sort of, let's say, quote, the average person, you could do something in a group setting, which
easily
makes it fairly inexpensive.
Yes. What makes it seem expensive is the just that we are up against a yoga or gym model. The equipment that you're on is anywhere from about $5,000 to $10,000 per piece. So it's like renting a small car for an hour. And then the teacher certification is usually around $10,000. So they have kind of an associate's degree of sorts. So that all adds to the cost, as well as real estate. But I think the gym model, you know, they're selling these memberships and kind of hoping that not all of the members show up at the same time. Exactly. And our model, I would say, is incredibly affordable in that not only do we want you to show up, we care about how you show up, and we'll pay attention to that. And we can tailor not only to body, but emotion. Leave you alone if you would like, or give you extra attention if you would like. With only, you know, five reformers at my studio, sometimes even fewer at some others, you do get almost a private interaction.
So a class might be, could be five people.
Yes, that is the maximum at our studio.
So for whatever amount versus, you know, I'm thinking, you know, maybe an individual lesson is going to be $75, $80, $100. And so then if you've got five, maybe $20 or $25.
Exactly. So we have, at our studio, it's 30. Our Pilates instructors, it is one of the few fields where you can make money in fitness. So they're paid a lot more than your average yoga instructor. And so there are studios that my dear colleague Jules at Jules Pilates, I know she is able to charge $25. For her classes, and you should check her out for sure. We're at 30. Our real estate's a little bit more expensive. We hold specials. So our introductory package does equal $25 a session for the first three. But I like to think of it as kind of investing in a small business. And I don't know if people have noticed, but those have been slowly going away.
Well, at the same time, you're investing in yourself. I mean,
we invest in each other. That's what I'm saying. I mean, truly, I'm very, very lucky to have found this field. Your clients stick with you, you know, for 20 odd years. And I have best friends that I see for fewer hours than I see my clients. So what does that make my clients?
Well, I like that personal approach. I mean, even with groups, you're still only five people.
Yes.
So you get pretty good individual attention, frankly.
Absolutely. And we have notes on sessions, on your intake forms, anything that you would like your teacher to make note of. You know, we make note of if someone is in their first trimester, for example. Mm-hmm. That's not something that you can, in a larger group setting, that a teacher could take responsibility for with, of course, the first responsibility holder is the practitioner, but the teacher helps.
Caroline, it's been fun talking with you today. Thanks so much.
Oh, I had fun.
Caroline Holden is the founder and executive director of Purple Door Pilates in Madison, where she owns the business and teaches as part of it. So great to have her with us, and great to have you with us listening in today. Looking ahead, our favorite group of wildlife riders joins us tomorrow. Share what they've got their eyes on in the field of conservation. And Dan Small talks about his annual deer hunt program. That's tomorrow. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller.